The following audio content is a weekly devotional by Tim Smith. For more information, please see our website at www.waterfromrock.org. Welcome to Water from Rock. I am Tim Smith with this week's devotional, Read Less, Reflect More. And it's taken from Psalm 62, verses 5 through 8. For God alone my soul waits in silence, for my hope is from Him. He alone is my rock and my salvation, my fortress. I shall not be shaken. On God rests my deliverance and my honor, my mighty rock. My fortress is in God. Trust in Him at all times, O people. Pour out your heart before Him. God is a refuge for us. Selah. Now, I thought it strange for a Christian to say, especially one who was a minister, but he said he wanted to read the Bible less. Then he finished his thought. I want to read the Bible less and reflect more on what I read. Now, I was taken by his words, feeling the need to do what he said, because in general, I do like to read. I like to read a lot. I was raised in Harry Truman's adage, not all readers are leaders, but all leaders are readers. And so I've always tried to read a lot. Then you throw in the internet, Kindle, and e-library, and sometimes I feel like I'm drinking from a fire hydrant. I feel an inflation of words. I remind myself of poet T.S. Eliot's warning two generations ago in a poem where he said, knowledge of speech, but not of silence, knowledge of words, but ignorance of the word. So I like the idea of reading the Bible less and reflecting on it more. I need to. So I am taken by the word Selah at the end of today's scripture in Psalm 62. I remember as a boy asking my mother what Selah meant, and she explained. She said, Selah means that when what you have just read is so important that you need to stop and think about it. I later learned that my Hebrew professors couldn't have said it any better than Mom. Selah is a Hebrew word left untranslated that is used 71 times in the Old Testament. It oftentimes pops up right in the middle of a passage. It is an interesting word coming from a root word meaning to hang, as in hanging up something to weigh it on scales. In Bible times, food, precious metals, and other commodities were hung up to weigh and to assess value. Thus, when we read Selah in Scripture, we are being asked to stop and to weigh what we have just read. We're being asked to stop and think deeply about it. I think of Selah like a railroad crossing sign saying, stop, look, listen. This is why I have come to like the ancient spiritual practice of Lectio Divina, our divine reading. After having read and studied the Bible for many years, Lectio Divina has come to be very important to me. We know that Martin Luther was actually doing Lectio Divina with Psalm 46 when prompted to write the hymn, A Mighty Fortress is Our God. Lectio Divina comes in four steps. Read, reflect, respond, rest. Those four steps. Read slowly and prayerfully, two or three times a short scripture text. As you read, listen for God speaking to you through the words. Pay close attention to a word or phrase that stands out to you. Then reflect on what you have just read. Take time to savor a word or phrase that stands out to you, meditating on it. Respond. to God speaking to you in what you have read. Talk to God about the feelings, the thoughts, and questions that are raised in your reading and your reflection. Take time to make this a real dialogue with God's Spirit living within you. Rest. Rest in God's presence for a few moments. For years, this step had been missing in my life, but it is a vital element in reading and reflecting. Rest. In this step, let yourself experience the rest Jesus promises. No need here for any effort or trying to please. Just be still and know that He is God. The old monks call this lap time with God. You simply crawl up into God's lap and rest a while. Now, how about a suggestion? Don't rush away, but take a few moments with the scripture, Psalm 62, with which we began today, and read, reflect, respond, and rest. After all, that scripture does conclude with the word Selah, telling us that it is important to stop and pay close attention. Let me suggest that you start with just the first line of the sentence there in Psalm 62, verse 5. For God alone, my soul waits in silence, for my hope is from Him. He alone is my rock, my salvation, my fortress. Read, reflect, respond, and rest in that. And so my mother was right as usual. Here is something important to stop, think, and pray about. I'm a fellow traveler, Tim Smith. Thank you for listening.